Judge Harris was asked to set a bond amount that the Park City Mountain Resort would have to pay so it could put off eviction and continue operations next winter on a 3,000-acre ski hill owned by Talister. Both sides made their case for what the resort owes Talister for rent since 2011 and how much they should pay to operate the resort this winter. At first, a decision was expected after a short recess to 12:30, then that was extended to 1:30. After meeting with the attorneys in his chambers, Judge Harris said he had to look at new information and also noted that both sides have extended mediation for a second time to the end of Friday, the 29th.
In some ways, I'm apologetic that I told you I would rule today and I'm not going to, but I think it would be best under the circumstances for me to wait a week, and so I'm going to. So we will reconvene this hearing in 1 week from an hour ago, 1 o'clock on Wednesday the 3rd. I wish you all a healthy and happy Labor Day holiday.
The arguments Wednesday showed a wide chasm in the positions of the two sides. The Mountain Resort proposed that the bond, to run through next April, should be set at a maximum of $6.5 million. But attorneys for Talister say the bond should cover damages and come to nearly $124 million. After the hearing, Mountain Resort attorney Alan Sullivan told reporters he hopes the upcoming season is not in jeopardy.
We think it's in everybody's interest for the season to be saved, and we intend to do everything we can to make sure that happens.
But is that less than a sure thing?
There are very few sure things in life, but we're all working towards that eventuality.
But you're willing to put up a bond to have a ski season. It's just how much is
we will certainly put up a reasonable bond to have a ski season, absolutely.
But no more than $6 million, is that right?
I'm not going to say what I'm not going to forecast what the judge is going to say.
He was also asked about the mediation.
So the mediation is tied to the bond amount?
The mediation is not tied to the bond amount. The mediation goes on. The mediator extended the deadline for the mediation until this Friday.
How is mediation going?
I'm not going to comment about mediation.
The fact that you keep asking for deadline extensions, though, suggests things are, you're at least talking.
I'm not going to even discuss the mediation at all.
He also told KPCW that they gave the judge a lot of new information to look at in the coming week.
We had probably 300 pages of information, so it's the positions of our experts, it's the legal authorities that we presented him, it's the binder that I presented him with our legal authorities highlighted, and it's the 10-Ks of Vail for 2011 and 2013, and American Ski Corporation's 10-K for 2006.
Attorneys for Talister declined to answer questions for reporters. In the hearing, Sullivan said the rental value of the ski hill should be determined by what the landlord can get for it on the open market as a standalone parcel. He said it's fallacious to calculate the value as a portion of the mountain resort's earnings. But he said that Talister is demanding as rent most of the profits from the resort since 2011, a position he said that would put any resort operator out of business. The Mountain Resort attorneys say a yearly rental value should be between $225,000 and $1 million. But they say Talister is demanding a rent of $14.8 million for the next season and in the future $16 million a year. On the other hand, Talister attorneys say the rents paid by the Mountain Resort only come to 27% of the resort's revenues. At the same time, they said the ski hill is so valuable to the Mountain Resort that one of its own analysts figures that without the ski mountain, the resort would lose $16 million in a season. Talister also argued they can show the market value for the ski mountain, given that Vail, as a willing buyer, paid $25 million a year to lease the Canyons Resort and the ski mountain. They said their analyst concluded that the value of the ski mountain comes to about $11.4 million, or roughly 45% of what Vail paid for the overall lease. But the Mountain Resort's lawyers allege Vail willingly paid for the lease at an above-market rate because Vail President Rob Katz saw it as an opportunity to get the Mountain Resort. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.